Andrew Tate is officially in Florida, and Ron DeSantis needs to do everything in his power to get him out of his state. DeSantis released a video responding to the Tates being in Florida, so I want to show that right now, and then I'm going to show Candace Owens' reaction right after. Take a look.
We have no involvement in that. I read about it through the media. Clearly, the federal government has jurisdiction, whether they want to rebuff his entry into the United States, and I have confidence that whether it's Pam Bondi or Kristi Noem, that they will be looking at that. I do know our Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, is looking at what state hooks and jurisdiction we may have to be able to deal with this. But the reality is no, Florida is not a place where you're welcome with that type of conduct in the air. And I don't know how it came to this. We were not involved. We were not notified. I found out through the media that this was something that was happening.
Ron DeSantis is my favorite politician in America. It is not close. He rarely misses, and he says it all right there. That kind of conduct is not welcome here. And before I show Candace Owens' reaction to that video, since she's very pro-Tate and I'm not, let me explain to you why I think DeSantis shouldn't let them in his state. I posted a smaller video about this yesterday, and as expected, I got a lot of the top G's who escaped the Matrix by buying Andrew Tate's online course. Those were the most people who commented. And their big argument for supporting Andrew Tate was that he deserves the rule of law, which, fair enough, he's a U.S. citizen. Obviously, I believe in the rule of law. I think it's very important. I think it's been subverted in America many times recently. But here's what I think. I think that Andrew Tate's citizenship should be revoked. Andrew Tate is a U.S. citizen. He's also a citizen of the U.K. He can go back to the U.K. if he doesn't want to be in Romania, but he should not be allowed here. He should not be a citizen. And the reason why I say that is not actually because of what he's supposedly done in Romania, because as some people pointed out, we don't know with 100% certainty that those things happened. I think they did, personally. Again, I believe in the rule of law, so just because I think that doesn't mean I think that that should be the reason his citizenship should be revoked. I think if we knew that for 100% sure, that would easily be enough reason to revoke it. To be clear, though, Tate has admitted online saying that he pimps out girls. So as to the specific case in Romania, I'm not sure if they have concrete evidence. I suppose if they did, they probably would have tried to convict him. But as to other awful things he's done, it's clear that he's done it. He's said it with his own words. But again, I'm not going to talk about that. That's not the reason why I think he shouldn't have citizenship. I think the reason why Tate should lose, him and his brother, frankly, should lose citizenship in the United States is because he is an Islamist fundamentalist. And I'm old enough to remember, and I say that tongue in cheek because it wasn't that long ago. Like, it was like less than 10 years ago when Donald Trump said he didn't want any of those Islamist extremists in the country. And neither did any conservatives, by the way. People just weren't okay with that. And the left freaked out, but all the conservatives said, guys, this really isn't controversial. Why do we want people like this in our country? I don't want them in our country now any more than I did when Trump started talking about it back in 2016. And the Tates are included in that. They are 100% Islamist extremists. He is the opposite of conservatism. And if anyone out there disagrees, I brought some receipts. So I took the liberty of looking at his Twitter. And just in the past 4 days, he tweeted these things out. And again, this is a single tweet. This is a whole tweet. I'm not taking it out of context. He didn't retweet any of this. This is just what he said. He said, quote, "I don't buy that time of month crap. Control your hormones or get out of my house." Okay, so that's an awful thing to say. Is that Islamist extremist? It certainly comes from some of those ideologies. But then listen to this one. That's a disgusting tweet, but listen to this one. No conservative in their right mind ever would support this. It's very simple. He says, quote, "The nuclear family has nuked masculinity to zero." I'm sorry, but if anyone says out there that they're conservative and they support this, they're donezo with the conservative movement. I don't care. You don't get that is the conservative movement. The nuclear family is the conservative movement. If not for the nuclear family, what the heck are we doing here? In the words of many people, what are we conserving? If this is what conservatism comes down to, what the heck are we conserving? And so that brings us to Candace Owens, who I think doesn't deserve to be in the conservative movement anymore. I haven't thought that for a long time, but this is just the nail in the coffin for me. Here's what she says here's what she kind of thinks about all of this. This is her reaction again to that video of Ron DeSantis that I just showed you.
Okay, so to be very clear, that is deranged. That is not a conservative perspective. That should not be a liberal perspective. They were not convicted of anything. They were convicted of nothing. And what he is saying is that based on their conduct, even the person asking the question says they were accused. They weren't convicted. That's the point. Being accused of a crime means absolutely nothing. Okay. As we have learned, you can be accused of anything today. You can be accused of being a sexual abuser or a sexual harasser if you're Justin Baldoni. The question is, were they convicted? If the answer is no, I don't really care about how Ron DeSantis feels about an American citizen coming home. That disqualifies him for ever running for president of the United States ever again. Okay. If you cannot set aside your emotions, we do not need you in leadership positions. If you are not able to look at things objectively, whether you are looking at someone, you go, oh, I don't agree with their politics. It's Matt Lauer. People that cheered that on because he was Matt Lauer and he was on the left. You're a loser. Okay.
So I think that Candace is the loser. You are protecting men who embody the opposite of conservatism. That's what she's doing. And yes, I think that Andrew Tate's conduct should be grounds for losing citizenship 100%. He believes in concubines. I mean, these are just a few. Let me just give you a couple things. He believes in concubines. This is very Islamist fundamentalist. He actively cheers for having coercive intercourse with as many women as possible and young women. Again, not my words, his words. Andrew Tate, this is one of those awful things. He praised God. He cheered Allah when Hamas murdered thousands of Israelis back in October of 2023, I believe it was. So this guy is a Muslim extremist, and any conservative supporting him, I think, is off his rocker. With a sincere apology, people like Candace Owens could come back to the conservative movement. I'm not saying that we should cancel them or you should stop watching her show. I think you should go watch it knowing that she supports Islamist fundamentalists and people who like to pimp out girls. That's what I'm saying. But this isn't the thing. But next time that we're waging war on progressives, talking about all the things that we're going to do and the victory and championing conservatism, just know that if it's coming from them, it's all BS. They don't support any of that. They support Andrew Tate. Do you or your partner struggle with snoring or mild sleep apnea? Guys, it's time to take your sleep back with my partner, Snore Medic. As a non-invasive night guard, Snore Medic Plus is designed to relieve snoring and mild sleep apnea, and it's an affordable solution that can restore peaceful nights for you and your partner. If you're the snorer, you know how frustrating it is to wake up exhausted, but if you're the partner, like I am, spoiler, you're probably sick of nudging them all night. And for those dealing with mild sleep apnea, CPAP machines are super bulky, expensive, and uncomfortable. The Snore Medic Plus is the perfect alternative. It's quieter, more comfortable, and way more convenient. Best of all, Snore Medic comes with a 60-night risk-free trial. So if you don't love it, you'll get a full refund, no questions asked. Plus, for listeners of this show, you'll get an extra 10% off for free gifts and free shipping. Join over 20,000 customers worldwide who trust Snore Medic for better sleep. You can order it right now at trysnoremedic.com/Josh Carr to get it. Again, that's at trysnoremedic.com/Josh Carr, or you can go to the link in the description below. Joy Reid is a MAGA Republican on immigration now. It's true, guys. It's not clickbait. It's very true. Watch this video of her calling for deportations.
And Elon Musk kisses his butt and strokes his tiny ego or big ego, whatever it is. And he doesn't get to do, he can take a nap while the guy who was not born in this country, who was born under apartheid in South Africa, so has that mentality going on. He was pro-apartheid, as I understand it.
He's a naturalized citizen now.
He's a naturalized citizen.
Now he's a naturalized citizen.
Oh, really? How did he do that? Did he come over the border legally?
He had an H-1B visa.
He flew in.
Yeah, he allegedly overstayed that visa.
Yeah, but I think this is just perfectly wonderful for Trump. He can take a nap and let this foreign agent, an enemy of the United States, do his job.
Anybody else?
Yeah, let's go kick out those evil foreigners who are influencing our elections. Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you got this, but that's exactly what they've accused MAGA Republicans of saying for years now. And what I think, this is the most fascinating thing, frankly, I think, of this whole election cycle. Not a lot of people are talking about this. It's fascinating to see how Elon Musk is the man to make progressives turn on their own principles in such a highlighted way. Of course, progressives turn on their principles, but for them to do it so openly and not even real, you can see the hosts, none of them are agreeing with her. Joy Behar says it, and they're all like, really? Really, you're going to say the exact thing that you called Republicans racist for saying? But Elon Musk is the man to do it, because this is just one example. There's many examples of this. It wasn't until he formed Doge, for instance, that Democrats cared about unelected bureaucrats. As soon as he formed Doge, there was wild, widespread panic of, he's unelected. How could he be doing this to our precious government? How could he be doing this? And it's like, that's what Republicans have been saying for years now. Years about George Soros, Anthony Fauci, all kinds of people. And they were like, well, it's good. They're experts. Elon Musk is an expert, Joy Behar. That's why he's in there. He's a rich man who knows all about technology. He's gotten rich from knowing about tech. He's an expert. That's why he's in our government. But of course, they didn't care about that until he was in there. And then, of course, there's this example. What's happening right now? Elon Musk was going to be this man. He's here, and basically what they don't want from him is that he's a foreigner interfering with the government or having political power. And again, I would not have thought Elon Musk was going to be the man to make them come out and say such opposite things to what they've been saying this whole time. Something about him, I think, has made the left as deranged as they are with Donald Trump. And I think what it is, I kind of thought about this today. I said, why is Elon Musk? Because again, you have to remember a year ago, Elon Musk was kind of a nonpartisan, and people, some of them didn't love him because he took over Twitter, but he wasn't this polarized figure that he is today. And what I think it is, at the end of the day, the reason why people really don't want Elon Musk and why they don't like him on the left is because it's the betrayal. It's the fact that he came from the left. Because if you look at who the left hates the most right now, it's Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Donald Trump, Tulsi Gabbard. And what do they all have in common? They were all once Democrats. They left the cult, and now that cult is very, very angry with them. This tax season, you stand to actually make a lot of money. I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar back possible. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax returner $3,000 back from the IRS, and they do all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work to help you get all the best deductions and credits, unlike the other big services where you spend 4 hours online and you get a measly return. All you have to do with Quick Tax America is simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they'll do all the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com right now, or you can do it in the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.